You know, folks, Brother Harry, can you put up there for me Psalms 138, verse 2? Give me the New Living Translation. Sometimes it's so difficult for us to believe in the Word of God. Now, many times we have been hurt in the past. People came preaching that very scripture, and then they go and turn around and do things completely opposite of what they are telling you to do. And sometimes our nature, plain stinking nature, don't like to bow down to the things of God.
Amen.
Don't like to accept Psalms 138, verse 2. But whether we like it or not, you and I have been created to bow down and before the King of Kings. And there's a reason. Watch this. I bow before your holy temple as I
worship.
So you and I have been created to bow down and worship the King of Kings. Amen? Tell them that you've been created to worship the King of Kings. And then he goes on and he says, I praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness. Tell your neighbor, God's love for you will never fail.
God's love for you will never fail.
You know, and then he goes on to say, for your promises are backed by all. Your promises are backed by all. You didn't get that one. Give me the New King James. We have a bunch of holy people here this morning. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have God has magnified, which means he has honored his word above his name. The word of God will be honored, magnified, exalted above his name. Why is it, preacher? Because whatever names God may have, it is being given by man. But the word of God is given by God himself. So you and I can count on that word 24/7. Are we together here today? Tell your neighbor, you're made to worship him. And to bow before him. You are made to worship him. And to bow before him. Amen. God has something in mind for us today. Today's Pentecost. It starts on Wednesday. It was a magnificent outpouring of the Spirit. For those who were hungry, they got it. They got it. I've read hearing reports of a healing that took place Wednesday night without nobody praying for the sick. Just the presence of the Spirit of God. Huh? Just the presence of the Spirit of God. So you say, well, what is this all about? Aren't you going to pray for the sick? Forget about praying for the sick today. While we are talking the word of God, because he has exalted his word above his name, you're going to be healed while we are talking.
Amen.
No doubt about that.
Amen.
Did you know that a Catholic priest called here from Pennsylvania? I said a Catholic priest called here from Pennsylvania. And while we are talking about the word of God and telling him about the healing power of Jesus, he was healed.
Amen.
And don't fool yourself, it's not the preacher. It's the word of God that is magnified above his name. Hey, praise be to God. But today, we are celebrating Shavuot. Say Shavuot.
Shavuot.
Somebody may ask, what in the world is Shavuot? Shavuot is the Hebrew word for Pentecost. In Greek, it's called Pentecost. Greek and Latin, it's Pentecost, but in Hebrew we call Shavuot, S-H-A-V-O-U-T, Shavuot. And what is the meaning of Shavuot? The Feast of Weeks. Why the Feast of Weeks? Because we've been learning, had been handing down from generation to generation, that 50 days after the Israelis celebrated Passover in Egypt, 50 days later they celebrated Shavuot. And what it was Shavuot? The time when God gave His word to His people Israel. 50 days afterwards. And did you know that the Jewish people have been commanded to celebrate Shalosh Regalim. Say Shalosh Regalim. What is Shalosh Regalim? It is pilgrimages, festivals in Israel. What? Yep. Is that on the Bible? Exodus 23:14 tells you. We've been commanded to go to Israel to celebrate three festivals, to Jerusalem, to celebrate three festivals. And one of them, which I think is the most important, listen to this. How many times?
3 times.
You shall keep a feast to me, how long?
In the year.
Shalosh Regalim. 3 times Israel was commanded to celebrate a feast to the God of Israel, to go to Jerusalem. And among these feasts, one of them is Passover. Another one is Shavuot. Pesach, Shavuot. To me, Shavuot has a special meaning. And why does it have a special meaning? On the day of Shavuot, the first Shavuot of the first Pentecost, God Himself wrote 5 books of Scripture and handed it down to Moses. Shavuot is a time of God's manifestation. Shavuot is a time where signs, wonders, takes place. Let me show you a few things here. Brother, give me Exodus 19, verse 17, and later maybe 18. Exodus 19, 17. Listen to this. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to and tell them, you're going to meet with God today. Shavuot is all about meeting God. Y'all didn't listen to what I'm saying. Shavuot is all about meeting God. Amen. And then you go down to verse 18. It says the following words. Now, Mount Sinai was completely in smoke. Why? Shavuot is a time God comes down to visit His people. Are you with me here? Pentecost is when the God comes down to visit His people. It's a smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace. And the whole mountain. Quake. It's God's coming down to meet His people. And when the God comes, things are shaken. You can't be the same once you've been in God's presence. Once the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you cannot be the same. You know, the first time I was in heaven, it was so crazy. Back then, I had a very, very nice airplane. Very fast, too. I was making $8,000 to $10,000 a month selling Toyotas, brand new Toyotas. We were really living large. And I had plans to buy a big jet and maybe have an airline, charter company. I died. I was taken to heaven. The few moments that I spent in heaven, 7.5, almost 8 hours, changed my perspective about life. When I came back, this is nothing comparing to what is up there. Huh? Just by walking in heaven's corridor, getting ready to come back, see the flowers singing. Praise to the Lamb. I flipped. I said, wow. And I look again and the flowers were waving and singing praises to the Lamb. Praises to the one who sits on the throne. You know, when they came back, I said, how foolish have I been? These are only things. And our relationship became even better. Just the fact that I'm looking at the floor, and I thought it was a glass, because I look and I see myself. And then you look around and you don't see no sick people, no lame. Everybody dressed in white. What were they? They're blacks, white? No, they were not black and they were not white. They were not Hispanics or yellow people. They're all godly because their skins shone. I couldn't tell anybody's skin because their skins were glowing. Why? Because they were in the presence of God. You want to see something? Give me Exodus 34:29. In heaven, people don't have a skin color like here. Idiots here are classifying people black, white, yellow, green, purple. In heaven, it is different. Because once you were in the presence of God, this is what happened. Now, it was so, read with me, when Moses came down from presence of God, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know. It is impossible for you to go into the presence of God and be black, white, yellow, green, or purple. When you're in God's presence, your skin changes. Glow tone. So it is impossible to say it's black, white, or green. No, it's shiny. You know, the tone change. And this is what Pentecost is all about. God coming down to visit his people. And when the God comes down, things are shaken. Listen to this. Give me Exodus 24:16. Watch this. Shavuot. Exodus 24:16. Now. What is Shavuot? The presence of God, the glory of God coming down to stay. Now, in the days of old, was only 6 days upon Mount Sinai. Why? Because the Holy Ghost had not been given yet. You are with me here so far? Shavuot is about the glory of God. It's about me taking you out there, out of the camp, into the presence of God, where you can meet with God, where you can contemplate the glory of God and be transformed. It's the place where you're going to see God's presence coming down and shaking things around. And it says, and this, on the seventh day, he called Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Wow, it says that a cloud, right? We had the glory, we have the fire, now we have a cloud. Is that right? Now listen to verse 17. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like which color is fire? red, yellow, right? Orange. What are the color of people in heaven? Red, yellow, orange? You're in front of the glory of God. You're beholding the glory of God on a daily basis. Verse 18. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain for 40 days. It was so good that old Moses didn't want to come back. 40 days and 40 nights. There was no Burger King, no McDonald's, no fast food around for him to take a refill. 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of God. And that's why when he came down from the mountain, the Bible says that his face was shining. Folks, Shavuot is all about God speaking to his people. Shavuot is about God showing incredible signs and wonders that will testify that God is with us. That's Jewish thing. No, it's your thing. It's Pentecost. We call Shavuot, y'all call Pentecost. It's the same thing. This is what Shavuot and Pentecost is all about. You know, on the synagogues out there this week, they were reading from Ezekiel 1, even to this day. And Ezekiel 1 has some very interesting words, and I'm going to tie this thing together now. Brother, give me Ezekiel 1:1, and we're going to go a few verses. Watch this. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, the word of the Lord, by the mouth of Jeremiah. Yes. I need Ezekiel. Yeah. The computer is anointed. It's the heat of the anointing is upon the computer and the operator of the computer. So they are getting things. Oh, glory. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month of the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were open. Shavuot is about the heavens open. Shavuot is about having visions of God. Tell them if you can have a vision of God today. Verse 2. Watch this. On the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, verse 3, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him. Tell him, the hand of the Lord will be upon you today. Listen to verse 4. Then I looked, and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of, and what else? And verse 5. Also, why are you showing us that? You know that speaks about four different kingdoms. Because when the glory of God comes, it's not for animals. It comes for people like you and I. Huh? So what is the importance of this? Did you know? Brother, give me Ezekiel 10, verse 18. The same glory that Ezekiel saw in chapter 4, on verse 18, he saw that very glory departing from among the people of Israel. Isn't that sad? Let's read it. Then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim. Verse 19. And the cherubim lift. When they went out. That very glory that Ezekiel saw on Ezekiel 1:4 now is departing Israel. Why? Because our people never thought that God would depart. One of the very common sins in Israel on those days was people would say, they would beat up the prophets, they would even kill the prophet, and they say, God's glory will never depart from us. Because he has chosen Jerusalem to be his dwelling place. And you know, in the church today, many people have the same exact attitude. God's never going to send us anywhere. God is always with us because through Jesus, we have been saved and forgiven us, so we can do whatever we want. It don't work like that. They lost. The glory departed of them on a day like this, on Shavuot. Amen? So what do? The Shekinah glory of God left. And then again in Shavuot, on the New Testament, when the Lord Jesus showed up on the picture, died for us, went to heaven, they crucified him at Pesach, or Passover, which the pagans call Easter. He was crucified on Pesach. And he went up to heaven and told the disciples, wait in Jerusalem until you receive the promise. Are we together here? And on the day of Shavuot, something happened. Give me Acts chapter 2. This is what Shavuot is all about. Acts 2, verse 1. Are you following my thought here? Yes. The very glory that departed on the day of Shavuot in Ezekiel chapter 10, now, when the day of Shavuot had fully come, they were all with one accord. In one place. Did you know that Solomon said that together we stand, divided we fall. A cord of three. Is that right? Cannot easily be broken. Verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from as of, and what happened? Shekinah glory went away on the day of Shavuot on the Old Testament. Shekinah glory returned back on the day of Shavuot on the New Testament. Did you know that give me verse 3 before I even tell them that. Give me verse 3. And then there appear to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. You cannot use your neighbor's anointing. You cannot use your spouse's anointing. You cannot use your parents' anointing. Huh? It's each one of us. God will give that anointing. Each one of us. It's for every one of us who want it. There's no way to run from this. And when these tongues of fire come upon people, what do? Verse 4 tells you what they do. And they were all and how? This is what Shavuot is all about, folks. God coming down to visit his people and giving them the ability to talk like angels. Somebody say, why should I speak in tongues? Because when you're speaking in tongues, the devil is out of the loop. He doesn't know what you're praying. What is that? What are they praying? I don't know. You're talking the angel's tongue. Somebody said, well, he was an angel. You said, right, he was an angel. Once he got kicked out, he forgot everything about heaven. That's it. Why? Because everything, every fiber of his being is to do evil. So you can't comprehend the things of God because they are discerned spiritually. So when you and I start praying in tongues, the devil is out of the loop. One time I'm driving with Brother Harry Wingler, and this big truck came upon us. Brother Wingler started speaking in tongues, and the guy in the last moment deviated and went away. And he was just speaking in tongues, nothing else. He started speaking in tongues. I said, good job. Good job. Devil had no clue what you just prayed, but it worked. Amen? Amen? Tongues came upon them. Their spirit gave them utterance. Amen. So how can I learn? You don't have to learn. The Spirit is going to give you the ability to speak in tongues. Are we together here? Yes. The Spirit will give you the ability of speaking in tongues. When the Holy Ghost showed up, 120 people individually, each one of them got a portion of the Holy Ghost. And as a result of this, they didn't go out and start 120 ministries. They were all together in one accord. And as a result of this, 3,000 brand new burning babies took place. 3,000 Jews came in. What must I do? Peter led them to Christ. And there was the beginning of the church as we know today. Amen? Shavuot is about God showing up in the midst of his people. Are we still together? So what are you going to do, preacher? I'm not going to do anything. The Holy Ghost is the one who does. I'll tell you this. You want to know? It's all here. My message. But relax. Let's have some fun. So we're having fun now. Holy Spirit said, relax. I'm relaxing. Let's have some fun. When the anointing is manifested, it breaks all the yokes. Are we together so far? You have been made to worship God. Say amen.
Amen.
You have been created to bow down, to worship before the King. Today the Holy Spirit wants to teach you something new. Today the Holy Spirit want to take you to a deeper place where you've never been before. You know, some people sometimes think, well, the preacher, he has a lot of experience. No, I do not. I mean, like Marsha said, being normal is boring. So we pursue the Lord on a daily basis. And on the very night, the beginning of Shavuot, on Wednesday night, we left here, we got home at midnight, I lay down on my bed, something happened that never happened before. After we prayed and I kissed goodnight, it turned to the other side. A light brightened my face and I opened my eyes. What in the world is going on? That is my mind right away. It was my phone. Usually when people call, you know, the phone goes on and lightens. But my phone was inside the case on the floor charging. And that light brightened in my face. And I moved my head and I opened my eyes. And that was the Lord Jesus. And he said, listen, he said, yes, sir. Behold, I am about to do a great thing. Yes. I said, good with me? And he said, it is so great that the unbelievers will be in awe. And you will say, only the Lord is God. Then he looked at me, he turned around, started leaving, and said, love you. And then he started going away.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God wants to do the same thing to each one of you. God has no favorite child. Say, God, I have no favorite child. He wants to do that to you too. How much are you open today? It's what's going to determine how much of God you have. How hungry are you? The reason that the Lord shows up to the preacher so often is not because he's the preacher. It's because the preacher is hungry for God. I have never had yet enough of God. I haven't come to that point. That's good. I don't need any more of that. I haven't come to that point yet. The more I know my God, the more I want to know him. The more we love him, the more we want to love him. Because my mind can't fathom. You know, you just can't understand what God is about to do. My God say he's going to do a new thing. Amen. That those who hear, especially the unbelievers, they will be, you know, oh. And I will raise my hand and say, only the Lord is God. And I will say, only the Lord is God. Amen. Amen. So I want you to stand on your feet right now. But do we have one or two more songs yet here on the book? We can do. And you know, we're not going to say anything. We're going to worship. And as the Spirit takes over your lips, let it go. Speak it. As the Spirit gives you the utterance, as the Spirit gives you the words to speak, speak it. Do not hold it back. Amen. Holy.